A new year, new opportunities. Last Sunday we talked about how Jesus Christ wanted his disciples, his followers, to be salt and light. Leads me to ask the question, Lord, if you want me to be salt and light, how do I do that? Over these next few Sundays, I'm going to be preaching a series of sermons on some things we can do to be the salt and light in our worlds, whether it be the neighborhoods we live in or the places where we work or the families that we're a part of or around the work associates that we work with or around our friends. How can we be salt and light in 2023? Jesus talked about how the salt can lose its flavor. And if that happens, then what can be done? Well, I just want, through these challenges over these next few Sundays, to help you to see that if you make these kind of commitments to read through God's Word, to develop a consistent and powerful prayer life, to regularly worship and honor God with your worship, to become involved in ministering to others and to become involved in sharing Christ, the gospel, with others, it's the way you can keep your salt flavorful and your light bright. And so this morning I want to talk to you about committing to reading and studying God's Word and why that is important if we're going to make a difference in the world we live in, if we're going to be salt and light. And the challenge today is that you would commit yourself to read God's Word, at least on a daily basis, and we're asking you to commit yourself to read through God's Word this year and to let God speak to you through reading His Word. And then also, look for the opportunity to become engaged in a small group Bible study, whether that's here at our church at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings with Bible Life classes. There are other classes being offered. There are men's Bible study and women's Bible study on Saturday morning. There are Wednesday afternoon Bible study and prayer time at 1 o'clock. We'd be happy to talk to you about starting a special small group Bible study for you and with you if you'd like to do that. And then also Chris and Laura Orr have a ministry to the Messianic Jews, and they're offering Torah clubs and Bible studies through the week as well. There are plenty of opportunities to become involved in a small group Bible study. And what a wonderful way to allow the Bible to really speak into your life. And when you're allowing the Bible to speak in your life, guess who's really speaking? It's God. God is speaking into your life. So why is this so important? Well, I just want to share with you some reasons why I think it's really important for us to spend time in 2023 in God's Word. The first reason I want to share with you that we need to spend time in God's Word is because of everything that the Bible is. Everything that the Bible is. Reading and studying God's Word provides a way for each of us to stay connected to truth. And in the world we live in, where everything is relative and there are lies and myths and falsehoods being shared every day, and we can go to various sources for that, even sometimes going to some sources that we used to trust to always give us the truth, we need to understand that the Bible is the way to remain connected to what is really true, because the Bible is true. We must read and study the Bible because it's infallible. It is truth. The psalmist tells us in Psalms 119:60 that the entirety of your word is truth. Each of your righteous judgments endures forever. The psalmist also said, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is trustworthy." We need to be studying and spending time in the Word because it's truth and it's infallible. It's also inerrant. We do not have to worry about finding error in God's Word. God's Word is always right. The instructions of the Lord, the psalmist says, is perfect, renewing one's life. But also, God's Word is authoritative. It speaks to our lives in an authoritative way that helps us to understand how we can live and helps us to get our bearings on life. It is also clear. Now, you may have a problem with a pastor standing up here and telling you that God's word is clear. Read it. It's clear. It makes everything clear. I know many times we get together in times of fellowship and we talk about some of our questions about the Bible. And sometimes we get the idea that maybe the Bible isn't as clear as we would like for it to be. But we need to understand that the Bible is clear if we'll let it speak to us. And if we'll read it with an open heart. The psalmist said, "The unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple." And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty simple. And I need that understanding. Someone has said that Scripture is shallow enough for a child to wade in it, but it's deep enough for an elephant to swim. And isn't that true? Sometimes it's hard to grasp the Bible. I don't know if this is true of you, but sometimes I find it hard to grasp some things in the Bible because I just don't like what the Bible says. You know, it's just too plain. Bible tells me about my sin, tells me about who I am and how far short I come when it comes to walking with God. The Bible tells me some things that I shouldn't do that I want to do, and it tells me about some things that I've already done that I shouldn't have done. Now, I need to get those kind of things straight in my life, and sometimes the Bible doesn't always tell me what I want to hear, and sometimes I just want to say, well, it's just not clear enough. Sometimes it's hard to grasp because we simply don't like what the Bible says. Mark Twain said this, "It ain't those parts of the Bible I can't understand that bothers me. It is the parts of the Bible that I do understand that bothers me." Have you ever been there? Sometimes we become so upset about the things we don't understand, and we're really not doing much with the things that we do understand about God's Word. God's Word is clear. It is also sufficient. You know, over the years in my ministry, we have fought over the infallibility of the Bible, the inerrancy of the Bible, the truth of the Bible. We've fought over all these things. But you know what we're going to be fighting over this year and maybe the next few years? The sufficiency of the gospel. The sufficiency of His Word. Is God's Word enough? Can we trust it? Is it sufficient? Do we need to add something to it? Maybe what we need to do is add some psychology to it. Maybe what we need to do is add some modern ideas to it. Maybe we need to change it in some way. But what we need to understand is that God's Word is not only inerrant and infallible and authoritative and clear, but is also sufficient. What you read in the Bible is sufficient to give you everything you need to live for God. 1 Peter 1:3, Peter said, "Everything we need, the Bible, God has given us everything we need for godly living." And it's found right here in His Word. God's Word equips us to live for Him. In fact, here's what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17. "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching and rebuking and correcting and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Bible is sufficient. We don't have to pair it with another book. We don't have to try to explain everything away. We just need to let God's Word speak to us. And that's one of the things I'm hoping that will happen as we all engage in speaking and reading through God's Word, that we'll let God's Word speak to us. There may be a lot of questions that we're going to ask about what we read, and that's fine. There may be a lot of misunderstandings that we may get cleared up in our lives, and there may be a lot of new truths that we're going to discover. But we can understand that in all of this, We're experiencing something that God has breathed out, and it is for our correction, for our training, and for our righteousness. And sometimes we're going to feel rebuked by what the Bible says, but we can know that the Bible is sufficient. But the Bible is also powerful and effective. When you read God's word, you're walking around in the atmosphere of God's powerful presence. The Hebrew writer said this, "So my word that comes out of my mouth," this is God speaking, "so my word that comes out of my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it to do." God's word is powerful and it is effective. And if we'll open our hearts and our minds up to what God's word has to say, and the way we do that is to read it and allow it to come into our life, then we will experience the powerful presence of God in our life, and we'll find that He will say nothing to us that will not powerfully have an effect on us, and it will never be empty of meaning in our life. But also the word of God is trustworthy. The psalmist said, "The instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life." And he also said, "The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise." We need to spend time in God's word this year because of all that the Bible is. And everything that the Bible stands for, we need to allow time in the Bible because it helps us. It gets us in touch with the truth. But also, it's important to read and study God's word because it is the way God speaks into our lives. I hope this morning that you're not waiting for God to speak audibly into your ear. Now, He has never spoken audibly into my ear. He has spoken through my wife who spoke into my ear. And you may have experienced that. But God for Himself has never spoken audibly into my ear. But He has spoken to me through His word. And He speaks to us that way. And if you're leaving God's word out of your life, if you're not daily going to His word and allowing God to speak to you through His word, then you are not listening, you're not hearing from God the way He wants to speak to you. And so we need to understand that studying and reading God's word is the way God speaks into our life. 2 Peter 1:20, 22 was the verses we read during the scripture time, where Peter said, "Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things, for prophecy never had its origins in human will, but prophets through human words spoke the words from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." What we have here between these two covers of this book is the very word of God delivered to us through the powerful presence and work of His Holy Spirit. But we not only need to read and study God's word because it's the way God speaks into our life, but we also need to understand that as we study and we read God's word and He speaks to us, we discover that in reality, as we read God's word reads us. Have you ever experienced that? You're turning into God's word and you begin to read what you have, what you've come to, and what God's word says just speaks to something in your life, and it's like God has held up a mirror to your face and has said, "This is you." When we read God's word, it's God's opportunity to take some of His words in the Bible and hold up a mirror to us and say, what you have just read is exactly what I want you to understand I'm saying to you, and this is exactly who you are. Sometimes God's word is a mirror that when we read it, we begin to see some things that God is saying to us, and we begin to believe, to see that God is reading our hearts, he's reading our minds, and he's beginning to convict and reveal to us the sin in our life. He's beginning to convict and reveal to us the attitudes in our life that we're allowing to fester. And sometimes when we read God's word, it reads us more than we read it. We need to read God's word because sometimes we need that convicting power to work in our life. It is so easy for us to become proud of where we are. It's so easy for us to that's my phone. It is so easy for us to become so proud of where we are spiritually and not realize that there are some things in our life that need to be confronted. And when we share and when we read God's word, it's God's way of confronting us with some things in our life that we need to get right with him. God's word needs to read us. But then also, reading and studying God's word is important in that it helps us to see things the way God sees them. When we're reading through God's word and we see how God is revealing to us some things in history, and he's showing us how different characters in the Bible responded to him and reacted to situations and circumstances, and we see how God judged some people and how God helped some people and how God came to the aid of some that in this book, we understand that the Bible helps us to see things how God sees them. And sometimes what we see and what we think we see that's going on all around us is not really the way God is seeing it. And we need to stay in touch with God's word because it helps us to see things the way God sees them. The psalmist in Psalms 119 and 105 said, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." God's word helps us to see things that God wants us to see. And that is important. The psalmist says, "The revelation of your words bring light and gives understanding to the inexperienced." Do you fret about the future? I do. God's word gives us a way to see and understand the future. The psalmist said, "I wait for the Lord. I wait and I put my hope in his word." God's word helps us to know how to look for what he sees in the future. Do you regret things in your past? There are some things in my past that I wish I had not opened myself up to. Are you uncertain about your present? Maybe you're wondering about what God might be doing in your life right now and why he is doing it. Reading and studying God's word can bring your present into focus, can bring your past into perspective and your future into clarity. That's what God's word can do for you. God's word is important for us to spend time in God's word because it helps us to see things the way God sees them. Oh, and if there was ever a time in human history, if there was ever a time for us to see things the way God sees them, it's today. When you go to social media and you don't know who to believe and what to think, you get to the point where you understand what we need above all is truth. We need to understand what's really real. And the only way to get a grasp on that is by spending time in God's word and letting God's word speak to you and understanding that as we read God's word, we begin to see things the way God sees them. But also reading and studying God's word is important because it brings stability and strength to our lives. Jesus gave an illustration. In Matthew, he said, "Therefore, everyone who has these words of mine and acts on them will be like a man who builds his house on a rock. The rain fell, the river rose, and the winds blew and pounded that house. Yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was on the rock, on its word. We need to understand, if we're going to have any kind of stability in 2023, if we're going to have any kind of replenishment of our strength day after day, month after month, it's only going to be because we're standing on the rock of God's word. And when we stand on the rock of God's word, no matter what storms may come, and no matter how the rain may fall, and no matter what might happen in our lives, we can stand on the rock of God's word, because God's word, as we spend time in it, as we read it and let it read us, it brings to our lives stability, and it brings to our lives strength. It's important. It's important to do more than merely read and study. We have to come to the point where we're willing to take this book and take what it says and actually apply it to our lives and act on it and obey it. The Bible tells us not to be merely listeners to the word, but doers of the word. Do what it says. Paul said in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scripture and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." If you're not into God's word, you're going to run low on hope. If you're not into God's word, you're going to run low on encouragement. If you're not into God's word, you're going to run low on strength and stability. That's why it's important for us to spend time in the word of God. And I want to encourage you to understand that this book is the rock we can stand on. We may all have different questions, and we may all have different interpretations, and we may have a hard time accepting some of the things the Bible says, but it's no denying that what the Bible is what we need, and that is the truth. And I invite you to join me in the coming weeks to read this book. I'm reading this book for my grandkids. I made the commitment about 2 years ago that I was going to buy a Bible for each of my grandchildren, and I was going to read through that Bible and preach from it, make notes in it, but mainly read through that Bible. And when that grandchild gets to be 13, I'm going to wrap this up and give it to that grandchild and tell them, "I read this Bible myself. Now I challenge you to read it and let God speak to you." This is Rachel's. She's number 6. She'll be 13 in a couple of years. Pray for Adam. I dropped his in the water last year. I'll make it right some way. But you see, the Bible is not only for us, but it's for the next generation. And sometimes the only way the next generation is going to understand that the Bible is important is based on what you and I do with it. How you and I live it. The importance we place on it. God's word. God's word. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us your word written down so that we can read it, we can understand it, we can question it, we can wrestle with it. But Father, most of all, we know that when we read it, you're breathing into our lives. So Father, help us to make that commitment today to read your word and to study it in 2023. And I ask this in your name. Amen.